Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the morning shift. Welcome back in. We are at Publix and Flowery Branch. I'll let Allie give that address here in just 1 second. Sour Body by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll do the wake-up call here in just about 2 minutes, 404-726-0929. Allie wanted to remind you guys of my embarrassing story from an hour ago. I'm not going to retell it, but she's more than welcome to in just 1 second. But Allie, the address, if you will, and nothing more.
It is.
Thank you very much.
It is 5900 Spout Springs Road. This is the first time I think we've ever known this address, because this is just the Publix you come to when you get off this exit.
100%. Yep. If you've ever been up to the training camp area, I will say that they have been supplying us with food, and everybody for food. We talk about the tailgate at home. It's a tailgate at Publix right now, hooking it up. We've taken multiple pictures over the last couple of commercial breaks, a lot of listeners stopping by. I guarantee you there's food in my teeth in every picture we've taken so far, because I am just absolutely stuffing my face.
I've had a lot of busy commercial breaks in my few years in radio, but did a live commercial read, ate two pub sub cuts, and had a vegan chocolate chip cookie, all while taking a picture. That's I feel like I should just take this segment off. I worked so hard in that break.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
404-726-0929. Like I said, we'll get to the wake-up call in just 1 second. Do you have a moment in your history that lives rent-free in your head? We got a couple of Falcons fans that have stopped by. My guy right here. Hey, thumbs up. Falcons win this weekend. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
That's
oh, he said thumbs up. He said thumbs up. Yeah, I'm going to take
it. It's not fair. His hands are full.
No matter what he did, I was going to tell the people it was thumbs up. That's why it's the joke. I was. Oh, yeah. What's his name? Gavin, thank you so much for listening to the show right now, man. We appreciate all the listeners and everybody that has stopped by to hang out with us here on the morning shift. Allie, the headlines, please.
Yes, here are the headlines before you clock in today. Baylor Athletic Director and College Football Playoff Chairman Mac Rhodes is stepping away from both roles for personal reasons. A Major League Soccer voted to align with the international soccer calendar by shifting the regular season to a summer to spring campaign that will start in 2027. Patriots beat the Jets last night at home 27-14 on Thursday Night Football, and the Hawks beat the Utah Jazz last night 132-122 in their fourth straight win. Hawks will be back in action Sunday against the Suns right here on 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, dude, the Hawks last night, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, and you can catch all the segments we've already done, including the story about why I was so embarrassed 15 years ago in this very Publix. You can check those out on the Odyssey app, but Jalen Johnson last night, historic night, the first player in NBA history to have the stat line that he did. Onyeka shoots 8 three-pointers, which I thought was an error on CBSSports.com when I woke up this morning. Absolutely insane to see the lines that are coming out of there. And I'll say this much, too, and I think there's a lot of people in Atlanta that'll agree with me. I'm probably going to start watching a lot more Hawks if the Falcons are not able to come up with a victory this weekend. That all of a sudden, that attention starts to change just a little bit. And I think that, but this is as close. We've had must-win games this year, but I think they've been for different reasons. This is like we've had earlier this year, must win if you want to make a playoff run, must win if you want to get to the playoffs. And now I'm like, this might be a must win if this coaching staff wants to stay in place as a whole.
Yeah, losing five straight, it would be kind of a terrible precedent if you are trying to aim towards getting better each year and showing progress, right? We all know where I stand. I'm not a my biggest problem with some of the conversations around the coaching staff and their jobs at the end of the year is one that, you know, last year there was a lot of conversation around it, and it just seems like people have been, this is the go-to now. Well, if it's not the result I want, I don't care how long it's been, fire, fire, fire. It's not who I am. I'm not a fire the coach guy. But to have a five-game losing streak this year after being 3-2, and then you go back last year and you see where you were 6-3, and you had, what, a four-game losing streak, and you get down to 6-7, I think.
Yeah.
It's a tough sell for some of the fans, and it starts. That's where that doubt creeps in on what the future should be. You need to right the ship. You need certain players need to come out and kind of have, you know, told you so performances. Like, I told you, I'm still that guy, or I can be that guy. And
I agree.
The quarterback's one of them.
Yeah, I agree with that. Dylan, let's go ahead and hit the wake-up call. Full phone lines, 404-726-0929. I'll ask you guys, if you are on the line, try to keep it short so we can try to get everybody in. If you got something you want to weigh in about the Atlanta Falcons or the Hawks or the MLS or embarrassing moments or Publix or M&M's or the candy corn that Allie is eating, which is absolutely terrible.
I'm not the only one eating the candy corn.
I know, Gordon. Gordon, what are you doing, man? He just loaded up a plate with candy corn. It's just, oh, okay. Neither here nor there. Hey, Dylan, let's go to the phone line. Let's talk to ATL Ja. He's in Atlanta. Ja, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. As far as the rent-free moment, freshman in high school, I was a receiver playing Z. I was streaking down the sideline against Pope. I dropped a wide-open touchdown, so that's a hard moment to live.
Bro.
As far as this week, I just want to see, you know, diehard effort. Everyone looking like they're in the same direction at this point.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, ATL Ja. I have a high school moment that lives rent-free in my
another
head
one.
As well. I was in the playoff. Yeah, it was high school. You know, thank you very much. We all have those moments. Another one. Do you not have more than one moment? We were in the playoffs. We were losing by 1 point. I got into the backfield. I was playing D-line. Got into the backfield. I literally took the handoff from the quarterback. I was in the backfield so fast, and then I tripped and fell.
Oh.
And we lost the game by 1 point.
Oh.
Mike, ended my high school career.
I quickly have a moment as well that deals with high school athletics, but for me it was marching band, not football. But anywho, we were in the state championship game, and this was back when it was still the Georgia Dome. So we were performing in the Georgia Dome halftime show. My drum falls.
No, your Super Bowl.
My drum fell off my harness because I did a little stick flip. And I missed it, and so when I went down to pick it up, I guess, the latches had came undone. And so when I started my crab walk, the drum fell.
So hold on a second. So you did this drumstick flip lost the stick.
Yep.
Then lost your drum.
Yep.
Did people crash into you, Dylan?
At least you weren't the tuba guy that fell and couldn't get up. Like that's the worst. Like
people didn't crash into me, but a lot of people saw it. And I had the cymbal guy pick it up for me. So shout out to him.
Hey, Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's try to get some of these in. Let's talk to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, welcome back to the show, man. What's going on? Happy Friday.
What's happening?
Hey, man.
Hey, look. Real quick, so here's my thing about this week's game, right? Now, we just saw what happened last week in Germany with Jonathan Taylor single-handedly by himself, 200-plus rushing yards. Is there any kind of concern this week being with Rico Dowdle himself? Not only, you know, the fact that they have Cuba Hubbard as well. Rico Dowdle, who's been on the road lately. So is there any concern as far as that? And what do we need to make sure we, you know, do it on the run side of the ball? I mean, as far as young defense, to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, appreciate the phone call. Sounds a little bit like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yes, a little bit. Either that or a drive-through from the early 90s. Here's the deal for me is part of the run defense falls on the Falcons offense. And you're going to be like, why? Well, possess the freaking football. Because
did last week, yeah.
Your possessions are you're not getting time out of them. You're losing the time of possession every week, and part of that is you just keep throwing your defense back out there. You know, if you want to talk about these things, and we want to talk about why is it looking this way? I mean, teams are running. You know, like last week, 77 plays the Colts ran. You ran 63. Okay, you got to cut down, and that would help this defense a little bit. Also, they did give up a lot of yards on the ground. 83 of them came on one play.
Yeah.
And
And so, I think 30 of them came in overtime.
And yeah, and so it's a little bit of the problem there on the defense. The offense needs to step up and help the defense out in certain situations. That's one of them for me.
Yeah, I agree with that. Dylan, let's
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Go back to the phone. Hey, Dylan, let's go to Taylor in Atlanta. Taylor, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
Mike's Mafia. I screamed that to you at the Monday Night Buffalo game, man.
There you go, man.
You were busy giving your bit, you and Dylan and Squid, man. It's just, it's been a minute. Allie, I'm on your team. I'm part of Allie's army. I was a part of his team. Now I got to be a part of Allie's army. But I love Squid. He's like everybody's cousin and uncle. And Mike, you're like everybody's dad, man. I love y'all. I love this freaking show. You guys are amazing. You do great work, and it still stands. You still can come to my studio. I still want to put you guys on camera. I haven't been able to speak to you guys for a while, but, man, you guys are awesome. Listen, it's one wake-up call for me, and I'm sure it's the same for you guys. We got to get out in front of this Rich Eisen story about our quarterback, Michael Penix. This kid is the real deal. He just needs, you know, he just needs that tender loving care, man. I mean, he's got all the intangibles. I mean, there were a lot of reports that hyped us up, and, you know, the eye test that we saw last year, we thought he was going to, you know, kind of have a Jaden Daniels kind of thing. But, you know, this is his rookie season, man. You know, the Patriots were 4-12 last year, and look at them this year. So I got a lot of questions. I'm not a fire guy, like you said, Squid, about our coaches and stuff like that, but they need to get it together, and I want you guys to be on their head all weekend about, you know, like, is this the case? And if this is the case, man, please help this kid out. You know, he's our future. And if he gets it together, man, it's no telling what we can be. And yes, Squid, you're right. You know some football. If the offense possesses the ball, that helps out our defense. And our defense does need to wrap up and make some tackles and stuff like that. But, you know, it's just a lot to clean up. We can listen. I have been pissed with the Falcons, you know, mostly because I was overconfident when the season began. I thought we were better than what they were. I've kind of come down. But we've got 3 winnable games. And if we can win these next 3 and maybe, you know, by some miracle, get some confidence and beat Seattle, we're right back in trying to win this division, man. So,
gotta get it done.
They have to get it done, bro. We're here supporting them. I flew to San Francisco. I mean, I was there, and I screamed at the sideline, stop 23, and you win the game. And they looked at me like I was crazy, and who beats them? 24 carries, 129.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Taylor. Appreciate it. Unfortunately, we do have to go to break.
Pub subs in the mail.
Yeah, I was going to say, thank you for the kind words.
But there's a lot of truth to that. And look, and Penix had even said in that press conference that all that stuff came up, that he works with his coaches. It was just earlier in the press conference, and then I think that's why he went where he did with that question from Allison. But
Rich Eisen can kick rocks, by the way.
Well, yeah.
Quote, unquote, stunned.
Ding.
Nobody – who's a fan of Rich Eisen in this table? None of us. I'm going to speak for Allie.
Look, I know we didn't get to all of the calls, so if you want to weigh in on your embarrassing moment like Mike's here at Publix, you can go ahead and tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. Or if you have questions, comments, concerns about this Sunday's matchup, of course, reach out to Mike and Bo there as well at 929 Morning Shift. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, the one and only Dave Archer, former QB, now analyst.
Analyst.
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, will be joining us next with the morning shift live from Publix in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.